This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy 94.9.
Freshly dug Joycast.
Joining me in the studio, we have James Molino, who's the Minister for Sport, Youth and Recreation. And Micah Scott, who is one of the Youth Ambassadors for National Youth Week. And we'll talk about what that means in a moment. But first of all, Minister, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Doug. Thanks for having me on.
What's National Youth Week all about?
Well, it's really an opportunity across the country for young people to celebrate being young and really showing the broader community about the positive contributions that young people are making. And it's a combination of celebrating through events, huge number of events across the state and across the country, but also an opportunity to have their voice heard and to raise awareness on particular issues.
So what's the government's involvement in this?
Youth Week, in a sense, has been going on in some form since about 1989, and it's been a national celebration since around 2000. So the direct involvement of the government, myself as Youth Minister, we fund around $163,000 to around 76 local events across the state. So we want to make sure it wasn't CBD-centric or any other locality. There are local events right across the state, so we're funding those.
So you're not just in Melbourne, but you're in regional centres like Ballarat and...
Absolutely, all over the place. And for all of your listeners, wherever they may be living, just go to our Youth Central website, youthcentral.vic.gov.au, and there'll be a full list of all the activities over the course of the week.
And what kind of events are part of Youth Week?
It's really up to the imagination of the young people. The event last year, Doug, there was around just under 28,000 young people participated, and around 1,500 young people organised the events, and it's really up to their imagination. So it could be fashion parades, it could be music events, it could be skate or BMX competitions, it could be raising awareness and having talks on particular issues. It's the whole gamut of activities that young people are interested in.
Well, I'd like to bring Micah in at this point. You're an ambassador. What's an ambassador do?
So our role is every state and territory have one, and I'm the one for Victoria. And we are involved in the National Planning Group, which is essentially the group that meets in Sydney a couple of months prior to the week, and we got together and we, as young people, got to decide on aspects such as the design, the merchandise, what the key messages for the week would be, what we wanted to get out of the week. And then coming up to the week, it's my role to promote the week and get as many young people involved as possible.
Well, of course, Joy listeners will know your voice because...
Hopefully.
Because you've been here on Joy for quite a while. What are the specific things for gay and lesbian youth happening around Victoria?
So there are two main events being funded around Victoria, and that is the same-sex formal, which is being hosted by Minus 18, which are the underage youth group here.
A formal. So this is like a sort of school prom.
So it's like a school prom. It was sort of in reaction to the negative media that has come up recently about high schools making their students feel uncomfortable taking their same-sex partners.
Mm-hmm.
And there is also the gay and lesbian youth chorus happening.
Yeah.
And they're both happening April 17 on Saturday evening.
Right, so that's the Reach Foundation is where the formal is taking place, and
yes,
that's being hosted by Minus 18,
mm-hmm.
which again we know very well. That's the offshoot of the Also Foundation, our neighbours just downstairs here in the building. And the Sound of Youth is on at the Gasworks Theatre.
Yes, it is.
At Albert Park. Minister, how far has the focus of this been to bring in minorities? I notice we've got these two gay and lesbian events, but have you made an effort also to bring in ethnic minorities and people speaking another language, all these different groups that we have? But
absolutely, Doug, and that's, you know, we want to reflect society in this national youth event. So it's through organisations such as Minus 18, through young people from particularly recently arrived communities, migrant communities. We're working with the CMY, the Centre for Multicultural Youth. So we are running a whole range of events and giving young people the opportunity to celebrate, no matter what their cultural background, religious, sexuality, the whole box and dice.
Well, it sounds like a huge amount of fun. Micah, what else is on over the Thursday, Friday, Saturday?
So there's the Young People Direct Forum, which is happening at Swan Hill.
Young People Direct Forum, so that's where people can stand up and have their say.
Well, that's part of Youth Week. It isn't all celebration. It's a chance for young people to get their voices heard and actually, voice their opinion and show what they think and have their opinions taken seriously.
Yeah, and that's a really important point. So it's about young people having the ability to raise issues as well. So one of the commitments I made as youth minister was to hold these youth direct forums twice a year, one in metropolitan Melbourne and one in regional Victoria. So the one during Youth Week will be in Swan Hill. So we wanted a variety of ways that young people can talk to me, and then my responsibility as youth minister is then feed that through to all the other areas of government, because young people have concerns or interests across government, transport, police, health, education, you name it.
Is there a specific theme to this festival this year, or is it just celebration?
There is. The theme for the entire Youth Week is Live It Now.
Live It Now.
Yes.
That's a very youth kind of thing.
It is. It's all about, being in the moment. And as young people, we can sort of adopt the attitude that, I've got years ahead of me, or, I'm too young to actually make a difference, which really isn't the case. We've got all these events happening which are run by young people, for young people, and it's just a brilliant opportunity to get involved.
Is that very important, Minister, to have the young people running their own things rather than having doing things for them?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the worst thing that could happen is the Minister for Youth is 38-year-old, almost 38, saying, I think this will be really interesting for young people. So the critical thing is that the young people themselves say, this is what we want to do, these are the messages we want to send, this is the way we want to celebrate, and that means it works, and the figures showed last year, almost 28,000 people. So hopefully we see that again this year.
Now, that explains why you've got a Masters of Hip Hop National Final.
That's exactly
can't,
right.
Can't see really. You coming up with that one.
Exactly.
No, that's on at Victoria Harbour in Docklands. That's on the Sunday.
Yes. Yep. So that'll be one of the closing events for National Youth Week. So it'll be a big event.
Another really good event on the Friday is the Expression Fashion Gala, which is funded by Beyond Blue and is actually being held at Chapel of Chapel. And it's been put on by the Butterfly Foundation and Sonnington's Youth Services, and it's a fashion gala that is supposed to be combating negative body image and those issues that can be caused through mainstream like fashion labels and all the advertising that comes with it.
So you're getting away from the airbrushed and
absolutely
pimple free and unrealistic body shapes and all that kind of stuff.
But aside from young people just going along, the young people are the ones designing the clothes, doing the makeup, and they're working with people in the industry to train up those young people through this event.
Now, so I was going to say who are the mentors for that? They're people actually working in the business.
Absolutely. So young people are gaining skills and enjoying themselves and doing things that they want to be doing.
And the benefit is that they move from participating, organising these National Youth Week events or freezer events, whatever it may be, and then they go into the industry.
Yeah.
So it's taking that next step, which is really important.
And, of course, it's very good for building their confidence if they've been involved in an event like this.
And as well, give them opportunities that they may not have realised they enjoy or want to get into.
The other thing I want to say is, just to pump up Micah's tyres a bit, he's actually there's only one young member for each state and territory. So Micah's representing the state in terms of National Youth Week, so quite an important role and he should be congratulated.
Well, indeed, you should, Micah. And I'd love to know how you got that job, but you can tell me about that afterwards. I guess I'm a bit too old to go for it
possibly.
Myself. But just possibly. Just possibly. Well, I want to thank you both very much for your time today.
Thanks, Doug. Thank you very much.
And I hope the whole thing is a huge success. And anything, of course, we can do to support young people is always a great idea. So, James Molino, Michael Scott, thank you very much for joining me today on Freshly Dug.
Joy 94.9.
Freshly Dug Joycast.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.